Now, the vax mandate seems to have hit midwifery more than most industries. About 10% of community midwives have walked since the mandates came in, and it's meant the DHBs have had to hire the locums to fill the gaps. The New Zealand College of Midwives Chief Executive, Alison Eddy's back with us. Alison, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
I think I might have asked you this question last time, but I'll give it another crack. I look at all the industries, you know, that have a mandate. It's about 2 to 3%-ish of people who seem to have a problem, yet in your area it's 10. Why?
Oh, look, I can't answer that, Mike. I think, you know, what we have seen is we've lost some midwives on top of an already, you know, critically short workforce. What I would say is that those raw numbers don't necessarily represent full-time equivalents. You know, we've got a lot of midwives that were heading towards retirement, for example, people that might have been about to go on maternity leave, you know, various things like that, working very part-time. So it doesn't represent the full-time equivalent of, you know, one person equals one full caseload. So we have lost midwives, though, and that's a real concern given our already critical, you know, critically short workforce.
How deep is the locum pool?
It's just deep enough. I think we're managing to put, you know, pull things together over the Christmas period. You know, I think another factor here is because midwives have been working in such difficult conditions for such a long time, you know, sometimes some things are just the final straw.
Yeah, it's interesting that. I wonder if it'll work its way out. I'm just seeing a lot of cases, a lot of tribunals, a lot of pushback against mandates, and I think it eventually will get to a level of vaccination where, like in New South Wales, they say at 95%, forget the rules, and if you're unvaccinated, that's life, just carry on. I wonder if when we get to that point, people will go back to what they were doing.
Well, we are seeing some people, you know, drifting back to the workforce, so that's reassuring, actually. So I think, you know, I think it's just people getting their heads around what it all means.
Good stuff, Alison. Nice to have you on the program. Alison Eddy, who's the College of Midwives Chief Executive.